and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday, almost to the weekend. Gracie's weekend does start after the show ends here. So yeah. Going back to Central Florida for the second weekend in a row. So you will be missed
She's
tomorrow.
Nuts.
you will be missed. We'll have John Pickens in the co-host chair tomorrow. But I hope you have a nice long weekend. I'm still trying to figure out what that feels like, but I suppose I got to put in some PTO time. Which
yes, you're up next.
I have not done yet, so hopefully soon. 512 here, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Always appreciate your text messages. 850-437-1620 is the text number. Busy day today, both here locally and across the country, and we'll get started with our top three stories. Number one of which, former President Trump made it to Washington, D.C. to plead not guilty to the charges accusing him of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. His lawyer, Alina Haba, spoke to reporters prior to his arraignment.
July 31st, Devin Archer goes to testify in front of the House. That was only after they failed to put him in jail prior to the fact. What happens the next day? The January 6th indictment that we're here for today. This is not a coincidence.
So Trump flew to Reagan International Airport from Newark, New Jersey, spent about an hour total in U.S. District Court this afternoon.
Also, voters in Tennessee are deciding in a special election today whether to keep the state representatives Justin Pearson and Justin Jones in office. The Republican-dominated House expelled two Democrats back in April when they took part in a protest on the House floor in favor of stronger gun laws following a mass shooting that killed six people at a Christian school. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And also, President Biden is calling for the release of Niger's president and family. This comes after there was a military takeover of the country last week. President Mohamed Bazoum was arrested along with his family, and a general was declared head of state. Bazoum was elected back in 2021 in what was Niger's first democratic transition since its independence from France. Those are a look at our top three stories today. Just shy of 5:15, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, the roads are looking pretty good, but we still have some slight slowdowns. That's going to be 9 Mile Road. We have an accident that looks like it's right in front of the Crumble Cookies in the westbound direction, kind of near University Parkway. Expect some slight delays there. Also, on Highway 90 at Airport Road, things have cleared up, so we are looking really good throughout all of Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we do have heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. Low of 79 tonight with mostly clear skies. Expect a heat advisory again for Friday. 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with heat index at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at some local headlines here today. Tragic news on board NAS Pensacola as we learn new details this afternoon about the three swimmers that were found dead on board. Late Wednesday yesterday, Escambia Sheriff deputies responded to assist NAS police, and there they recovered a 33-year-old woman who was found near Barrancas Beach. And at about 7 this morning, two children, age 6 and 7, were recovered near the shoreline. The sheriff's office says the three individuals were family members of a U.S. Marine who lived on board NAS Pensacola. Another tragic drowning in Pensacola, this one at Sanders Beach today. Pensacola Fire responded to a missing swimmer call at around 10:35, and at around 11:10, rescue crews found the adult male swimmer, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. No other information has been released in that case. Well, Congressman Matt Gaetz says it's up to House Republicans to act against the political and dirty nature of the latest indictment against former President Trump.
House Republicans should immediately demand that Jack Smith present himself for a transcribed interview before the Judiciary Committee in the next 15 days. If he does not do that, we should send a subpoena If he ignores the subpoena, we should hold him in criminal contempt of the Congress so that he is the first prosecutor in American history to be prosecuting a case while himself under criminal contempt.
Speaking with Newsmax, Gates says it's not a coincidence that the indictment was announced just days after Devin Archer testified that Hunter Biden used his father's name to secure foreign business deals. Other local headlines today. Northwest Florida is leading the state in a record we don't want, the number of overdose deaths.
In the first 6 months of last year, 350 people in this area overdosed and died with opioids in their system. And that now makes the Pensacola Medical Examiner's District the deadliest district for opioid overdose deaths per capita in the state of Florida.
And State Attorney General Ashley Moody says opioids like fentanyl are coming into the state of on I-10. The rate of overdose deaths in Northwest Florida is double the rate of any other part of the state. Complicating the situation is new drugs being added into fentanyl, such as xylazine and nitazine. And good news for the Port of Pensacola. Another $2.6 million grant awarded. It's the final piece of funding needed to renovate Warehouse 10 into the new American Magic headquarters. The grant comes from the Florida Seaport Transportation Economic Development Program. It's in addition to a $3.9 million state grant, $8.5 million from Triumph Gulf Coast. The renovations include a 50-foot addition to the building and a new dock and boat ramp, as well as a complete overhaul of the existing building. And finally, some good news here from Pensacola Police. They are teaming up with the airport to celebrate and honor the Blue Angels. There's a full Blue Angel display out in the baggage claim area of Pensacola International Airport. And this morning, PPD spokesman Mike Wood took the wrapped Blue Angel cruiser onto the terminal there of the airport, and it's going to be on display there for a few weeks.
I've never, ever driven a vehicle inside of a building, and that's what I'm about to do. So we're going to drive it in the airport and put it on display for people to take pictures of and with, and do some recruiting with that while it's in here.
So the baggage claim is before the security gate and is open to the public. So if you haven't seen it yet and want to check it out, you can feel free to do so. Just shy of 5:20, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines still to come. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The four verses deal with two topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the fourth verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world, the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. It is 5:22 here on a Thursday. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us a part of your afternoon. 850-437-1620 is the text line here. Before we get to traffic and weather, we'll get some state headlines here before we move to national ones, starting with Governor Ron DeSantis, who says that he'll do things Trump didn't complete while he was in office, if elected.
I will end the weaponization of government. IRS, DOJ, FBI.
And DeSantis also blasted Trump for not draining the swamp like he promised.
Also, forecasters are sticking with their prediction for above-average Atlantic hurricane season this year. The latest update from the Colorado State University predicts 18 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major storms of a Category 3 or higher. That's the same as their forecast from last month. Tropical weather experts at the university initially called for a below-average season. However, they say extremely warm water in the tropical and subtropical Atlantic is expected to counteract some of the typical El Niño-driven increase in wind shear that would affect hurricanes.
Bizarre story in South Florida. A man now in custody after his wife's remains were found in 3 suitcases floating in a waterway. Investigators say they've arrested 78-year-old William Lowe in connection to the murder of 80-year-old Adil Fontes. Police say the victim's body was dismembered before it was placed in 3 luggage pieces and thrown into the Intercoastal Waterway in Delray Beach last month.
And the College Board is criticizing the Florida Department of Education again, this time over the AP psychology classes. They say that the district superintendents have been advised to nix any AP psychology classes unless they exclude topics related to gender or sexuality. The College Board says such a decision means that the course can't be called an advanced placement or it can't be used to earn college credit.
And finally, a large religious organization based out of Florida is considering separating itself from dozens of congregations. The Florida Conference of the United Methodist Church is scheduled to virtually meet to vote on 46 separation requests this weekend. If they are approved, it would mean the loss of nearly 20% of the congregation within the last 2 years. The United Methodist Church has faced pushback regarding its views on the LGBTQ+ community. The vote is scheduled to take place on Saturday.
Taking a look at traffic and weather at 525, we are looking good throughout I-10 and I-110. We do have some everyday afternoon slowdowns on 98, leaving Gwyn Haven Beach heading towards Navarre. And if you do see something else on the road slowing you down, always feel free to call the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Extreme heat continues. Highs for the next several days will be in the mid-90s. And again on Friday, a heat advisory is in effect, officially from 11 to 7 during the hottest point of the day. Heat index values could be up between 105 and 110. There is a chance for rain. That rain chance Friday, 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 94 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index at 100 degrees. We still have a heat advisory in effect for tonight until 7 p.m. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
National headline, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning of global food insecurity caused by Russia's war in Ukraine.
Conflict is the largest driver of food insecurity, with violence and unrest pushing 117 million people into extreme deprivation last year.
Blinken called out Moscow for pulling out of the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which allowed Ukrainian exports of grain to continue. Blinken said grain prices jumped by more than 8% since Russia's decision several weeks ago.
Also, Hunter Biden's former business partner says that Hunter used his father's very powerful name to secure foreign business deals. The House Oversight Committee released the transcript of Devin Archer's testimony today. Archer told lawmakers that then Vice President Joe Biden was the brand of Hunter's pitch to foreign partners that offered capabilities and reach in Washington, D.C.
Two Navy sailors arrested on charges accusing them of conspiracy to send national defense information to China.
Mr. Zhao chose a path of corruption, and in doing so, he sold out his colleagues at the U.S. Navy, the vast majority of whom, as we know, serve every day with honor, courage, and conviction.
U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada says Wang Zhao sent encrypted information, including photos of an operational center in Okinawa, Japan. Jinchao Wei was also charged in a separate case.
Also, the iconic San Francisco cable car is marking a historic milestone. A ceremony was held yesterday in downtown San Francisco to mark the 150th year of operation for the cable car in the city. The car is first started out in 1873 as a unique way to get around the hilly streets. In the 1980s, the city raised about $60 million to upgrade the fleet of cable cars that now move around the city.
More than a dozen people near Seoul, South Korea, were injured after a stabbing and car attack. A man first drove onto a sidewalk before getting out of the car and stabbing people inside a shopping mall. The country's national police agency said the rampage is being treated as a terrorist act. A 33-year-old man was arrested and charged with murder and attempted murder.
And the man convicted of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, has been formally sentenced to death. A federal jury reached the decision yesterday, and this morning a judge handed down the sentence to the 50-year-old Robert Bowers.
A second death being linked to Texas's so-called floating border wall.
These barbaric, inhumane tactics cost people their lives, and it looks like that's exactly what happened.
Reaction from Congressman Joaquin Castro. The body was found about 3 miles away from the chain of buoys, which is bobbing in the Rio Grande. Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs says it's unclear if the two bodies are connected. On Wednesday, a dead person was found attached to the giant plastic balls.
Also, Georgia authorities say that they would release a mugshot of former President Trump if he is charged for their election crimes. The Fulton County Police Sheriff Pat Labatt said that the Fulton County DA has strongly hinted that Trump would be indicted soon over the allegation alleged election infringe.
You told me off air last hour that when or if that does happen, that somebody is going to make a lot of money selling T-shirts of the Trump mugshot.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a good slogan after I said that, but I can't really.
I'm sure someone's
going to think of a good one and make some good money off of it.
5:30 right now, it's Fox News time. That's followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. Former President Donald Trump in federal court today in Washington facing an indictment which includes four charges related to his alleged role in the January 6th Capitol riot and efforts to overturn his election loss. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters after he got out of court.
This is a very sad day for America, and it was also very sad driving through Washington, D.C. and seeing the filth and the decay and all the broken buildings and walls and the graffiti. This is not the place that I left.
It's the third indictment in the last 5 months against the former president. Representative Annie Biggs on Fox Business says it's an attack on the First Amendment.
They're trying to take free speech, opinions, attorney-client privileged conversations, and turn them into indictable offenses.
Next court appearance for Mr. Trump will be August 28th. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Amazon is out with solid second quarter results. Operating income and revenue both notching impressive increases from the year earlier period. It posted strong e-commerce and cloud sales. Amazon Web Services revenue improving 12% to $22.1 billion. The company also issued a generally optimistic forecast, sending Amazon shares rallying nearly 10% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks continued to cool from their red-hot July. The Dow Jones Industrial Average today dipped 66 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite slipped 11 and 13, respectively. On a day that he celebrates birthday number 46, comes word that NFL great Tom Brady has become a minority owner of English second-tier soccer team Birmingham City FC. The seven-time Super Bowl champion has partnered with the club's holding company, U.S.-based Knighthead Capital Management. He will also chair a new advisory board, hoping to bring a winning mentality. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute. Tom Brady turns 46 today, so what does the man who has everything by himself? A stake in a professional soccer team. Brady will be part owner and chairman of the advisory board of Birmingham City, where he hopes to, quote, advise on health, nutrition, wellness, and recovery systems and programs, end quote. Now Brady can be an owner and export TB12 to Europe. Happy birthday indeed. I'm Maggie Gray.
Your next success begins with University of Maryland Global Campus, an accredited state university for more than 75 years. UMGC has been giving working adults the affordable online education you need to reach the future you want. Because the path to success is different for everyone, we offer more than 125 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, along with success coaches and lifetime career services. Our online and hybrid courses let you learn on your schedule. No-cost digital materials in place of most textbooks, affordable tuition, and financial resources make UMGC accessible. You know what it feels like to succeed. We'll help you succeed again. Too late isn't in your vocabulary. Reach your next goal at University of Maryland Global Campus. Apply now and save with no application fee. Undergraduate and most graduate courses start August 16th. Learn more at umgc.edu, certified to operate by CHEV.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
We'll be right back.
5:36 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great afternoon. One more day till we are at the weekend. Hope you are enjoying this week. And definitely going to still be hot for the rest of the week and into the weekend, so hopefully you're staying as cool as possible. It's Gracie and Joe for Pensacola right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before Joe gives us the rundown of what's going on in the world of sports. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. Again, we do have a hot week coming up this week. That's going to be a heat advisory that's still in effect for the rest of today until 7 p.m. And a heat advisory going in effect for tomorrow as well. We're going to have mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 79. It's 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at what's happening in the world of sports today. The NFL preseason kicks off tonight. It's the annual Hall of Fame game from Canton, Ohio, featuring the New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns. There is absolutely a 0% chance that we see Aaron Rodgers on the field today. Both teams will be represented in Saturday's Hall of Fame induction. Former Brown Joe Thomas and the Jets Joe Klecko and Darrell Revis will be enshrined. The game is at 7 o'clock on NBC and also carrying live on our sister station 99.1 ESPN Pensacola. Tom Brady, now a part owner of an English soccer team. He's announced, along with Birmingham City FC, that he's become a minority owner, and he will also become chairman of the club's advisory board. In college football headlines today, Big Ten University presidents are giving the go-ahead to explore adding Oregon and Washington to the conference. Pretty interesting story there. Also, in Major League Baseball, a lot of games already final. The Marlins fell to the Phillies 4-2. Rangers over the White Sox 5-3. The Royals beat the Mets 9-2. And the Orioles 6-1 over the Blue Jays. And the Giants hung on to a 1-0 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. No other games in progress right now. The Braves and the Rays have the day off. The local sports note, 6:30 start time at the Pensacola Bay Center for Sportsman Night Out. I know that Cat Country or sister stations there, pretty big event.
Yeah.
I know that our morning anchor, David Wayne's going to be there as well. So pretty cool event happening at the Bay Center.
Yeah, I think it's Willie Robinson,
yeah.
I think, and mm-hmm. Hank Parker. So should be a lot of fun. I think the doors have already opened.
Yes. All right, health, business, and science notes today. Delta Airlines is apologizing for having to evacuate nearly 200 passengers immediately after a flight landed at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta. FAA says the plane's tires blew and caught fire during landing. At least one person was injured. I'm not quite sure why they're apologizing after getting everybody off the plane as soon as they can. Unless that people weren't allowed to grab their luggage first.
Or, like, did they not make it to the gate and they just had to, like, get off on the tarmac? But I feel like that's not safe.
Yeah, I don't think that's safe either.
I don't know.
But, interesting one there.
Overall, that sounds like that would stink. Just flying hassles are just the worst, especially after a long day. And
yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, you just went through that not too long ago.
Yeah, and I didn't even have the plane on fire, and I was still complaining. So, so a weekly unemployment report shows that an increase in first-time job claims. So a tweet from the Department of Labor this morning says that the number of initial claims for the week ending in July 29th was 227,000. That's up from last week's total of 221,000.
Also, employers are hitting the pause button on back-to-the-office efforts. According to new data, workers who are on a hybrid or remote work assignment are not showing diminished productivity. Analysts say that younger workers express different sensibilities and needs than their older counterparts do and tend to excel in a flexible work environment. According to an LA Times poll, 8 out of 10 workers believe their company's remote work policies will remain in place through 2025.
Also, half of Americans say that the U.S. economy is still getting worse. According to CNN poll, 51% of Americans say that the economy is continuing to downturn despite some positive indicators. The U.S. GDP grew more than expected in the second quarter of 2023, and inflation has continued to subside. So another 28% say that the economy recovery hasn't begun yet, but conditions aren't getting any worse.
And gas prices are on the rise. Experts say it's going to get worse before it gets better.
We're forecasting, actually, at the end of the year, this may be an all-time high for demand on a global basis.
Bruce Bullock with McGuire Energy Institute says all eyes are on Saudi Arabia. They took 1 million barrels of oil off the market. If they extend that, then the price at the pump will keep going up, and he says that's likely.
And if you're a fan of roller coasters, this might be the roller coaster for you. In pop culture news, a roller coaster capital of America in Ohio Cedar Point has announced a record-breaking roller coaster with speeds up to 128 miles per hour. Experts say that the Top Thrill 2 is going to be the boldest and most advanced roller coaster at Cedar Point has ever introduced in the tallest and fastest in the world. So Top Thrill 2 is debuting next year. The original Top Thrill Dragster closed in 2021.
Are you a big roller coaster person?
I definitely was when I was little. Like middle school, that was the thing to do because I lived in Central Florida. So like going to Universal, going to Disney, going on roller coasters all day was awesome. I haven't been on a roller coaster in forever, but right now I think I'm like, I'm okay.
No. Yeah, I'm with you there. I used to be when I was young, like on the smaller coasters. I think I was about 8 years old. I went to Kings Island with my parents in it's near Cincinnati, Ohio, and I went on the King Cobra. And this was, I mean, I was eight. I was just barely tall enough to qualify for the ride. Mm-hmm. And it was a stand-up roller coaster where, you know, they just have the straps over your shoulders. Mm-hmm. My dad said when I got off that coaster, I was white as a ghost. I did not ride a single ride for the rest of the day. Now, when I got older, I did go back to Kings Island. Did not ride that coaster, but the Beast is one of the popular ones. I believe it's still the oldest and the fastest wooden roller coaster.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool there. But for the 24 years that I lived in Central Ohio, I never did make it to Cedar Point, only Kings Island there. Other pop culture news, we have Taylor Swift news today. And local Swifties are going to like this, as it's not the end of the era for Taylor Swift after all. Today, she announced more tour dates in the U.S. and in Canada for fall of 2024. I did not catch that earlier today. She added three shows each in Miami and New Orleans and Indianapolis. Also, six shows in Toronto. Gracie Abrams will serve as her opener. I did something today that I never thought that I would do. And that was
Joe.
I visited the Taylor Swift website, clicked on the tour, went down to the specific date that I had in mind. That's Saturday, October 26th at the Superdome. And I clicked on the button that said register or whatever it did. And so I logged into the Ticketmaster account and they said, all right, here registered for more information, which literally means nothing other than my email inbox is about to just be inundated with stuff that I don't care about from Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you get some tickets and you can sell them to a Swiftie,
that's right.
I mean,
there is less than a 1% chance that I will go to the concert. But if I happen to be lucky to purchase tickets at face value, I may be generous if there's somebody that says, hey, you know, I'd really like to take my daughter or whatever, or if you want to go, I may say, all right, well, for a minimal markup of about four times, I will let you have them.
The day of tickets go crazy. I know people on TikTok, people will like travel to the city.
See, usually sports, it's the opposite. Like the closer you get to the event, the tickets go down because, you know, scalpers don't want to have their hands on the tickets.
Yeah.
But you're saying that it's the opposite, that the day of it actually spikes.
Yeah. And people will like go to the concert, even if they're not like living in New Orleans, they'll travel to New Orleans dressed up for the concert and just wait and see if they'll go down a bit, and they usually don't. Hmm. And then because they know people will still buy them for this tour. Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together. 546 right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98's looking pretty good. We still have some everyday slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach moving towards Navarre, so expect some slowdowns there. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. And for weather, we are going to get a quick update from WEAR's Alan Strum.
Hot weather is continuing. In fact, a heat advisory is in effect again for Friday. That's officially in effect from 11 to 7. Look for heat index values to be up between 105 and 110, with our high temperatures maxing in the mid-90s. So more heat for the area, more sunshine for the area, but there is a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up. That rain chance Friday, 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. Again, heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. and heat advisory for tomorrow as well. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. And sorry, I think something happened to this mic. Every time I touch every time I touch the desk, it
I was like, what is that?
Makes a sound.
Okay, so it's you. Okay.
Yeah, it's me. Sorry.
All right. Let's see what else we got. So Bratz Dolls has a new partnership with Kylie Jenner. She launched her own Bratz Dolls, teaming up with a toy company to release its first ever celebrity doll collaboration. Get them now while they're hot. On Tuesday, the brand launched 6 miniature Kylie dolls, and they recreate some of her most iconic fashion looks, including her 2019 and 2022 Met Gala outfits. So if you're a big Kylie person.
Or a big Bratz person.
Yeah.
Yes. Kind of a weird combo. Some more news in the strike. Well, George Clooney, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Meryl Streep have all donated $1 million or more to the SAG-AFTRA Foundation's Emergency Financial Assistance Fund. The program is offering... or the program offers financial support to workers hit by the strike, particularly prioritizing members who are in financial crisis or unavailable to pay for basic living expenses.
Gracie, today is August 3rd, 2023, and I have never been more proud to be an American than am at this moment right now. The reason why is we just reclaimed the title for the world's loudest burp by a woman. Here's what it sounds like.
What'd we get to?
That's 107.3.
Yes!
Hey! So just in case you missed it, maybe the kids were a little rowdy in the back seat, and you say, hey, I want to hear this. Here it was, the world record for the world's loudest burp by a woman. So there it is.
And if you're cringing, at least you're not listening through it through headphones because it sounds worse.
All right. One more time.
Oh, gosh.
The world's loudest burp by a woman. So that's Kimberly Winter of Virginia, who broke the record in April, but Guinness just certified it. The 107.3 decibels beat the 14-year-old record of 107 by a woman in Italy.
That is crazy. How many times do you think she had to burp into the microphone before she beat it?
I don't know.
Because they're like, what was that at? So gross.
Maybe it was her first attempt. I don't know. I don't know how you train for that or what you have to do, what sort of concoction you have to drink to get the insides. Yeah.
The loudest belch. Ew. Okay, well, some good news and wacky and weird stories. If you love pizza, this is the job for you. A delivery app called Slice is hiring a pizza influencer. So they post on social media videos that celebrate all things pizza. It pays $110 a year, or $110,000 a year, sorry. And the job details include recording, editing, and starring in at least 3 pizza-themed videos a week. You also will be interviewing pizza shop owners and running contests and giveaways. Perks include they have medical, dental, and matching 401k. And they have a weekly pizza stipend. So sounds like an awesome gig.
Yeah, that means free pizza along with all the other benefits there. It's based out of New York. So if you're younger, single, want to move to the big city, and you're just looking for the perfect job, I think this is right up there. 5:51, we'll take our final break this hour. We have a look at our good news and movie preview coming up. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Okay, next time you're at the store, I dare you to not think about the unmistakable fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring. Yeah, you heard me. I want you to resist picturing a shower filled with those sensational Irish Spring suds. And if you succeed, well, you got what my gramps used to call resolutitude. Not a real word, but let's be honest, you're probably going to end up leaving with Irish Spring because of its irresistible scent, and because you have zero resolutitude. Pick up Irish Spring today.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great afternoon. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together at 5:55. Our roads are looking pretty good right now. I-10 and I-110 showing no major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also moving smoothly. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Also, for weather, we're looking pretty good. We do have high temperatures throughout the whole rest of the week and into the weekend. For tonight, we have mostly clear skies and a low of 79. For tomorrow, we'll have a heat advisory again and 40% chance of rain in the afternoon with a high of 97. 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some quick movie notes here. Greta Gerwig's Barbie is expected to be available for streaming on Max this fall. Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav says this film will go to streaming sometime in the fall months, but only after the theatrical window fully plays out. The movie has made over $800 million worldwide since its premiere, and it's expected to eclipse $1 billion by Monday.
Also, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem is kicking off to a quick start in the box office. The animated film just made over $10 million in its opening day on Wednesday. It's expected to make between $35 and $45 million over the first 5 days of its release. However, Barbie made over $12 million on Wednesday and is expected to take first place once again for its third weekend in the theaters. Meg 2, The Trench is also debuting this weekend and is expected to fetch between $25 and $30 million, and Oppenheimer is also projected to have another strong showing to compete for its second place this weekend. Meg 2, have you seen Meg 1?
I haven't.
It is so stupid. I mean, all shark movies are like stupid, but it's super stupid, but at the same time it's so good.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll go to the movie theaters to see it, really, but if you're just looking for something stupid to watch.
Meg is the one where it's like the super giant
Megalodon
shark, right?
Shark that's okay. Like a prehistoric thing. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's like they're not going to make this shark like eat the entire boat and then like eats the entire boat.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
It's a good laugh at it.
So is this a direct sequel or is this. Like a new...
I think it's the same cast, but just a different...
Meg?
Different Meg. Because
okay.
I think they killed the first
one. Killed the first one? Okay, so kind of like Jaws then. So
yeah.
It's a new shark, new experience, new location. I gotcha. Looking at some good news here. In North Carolina, a 70-year-old cancer survivor named Sherry recently got married. She had her doctors walk her down the aisle.
I could not even envision getting married without them. Why wouldn't I want to celebrate this life that they have helped give me with them?
She was diagnosed 2 years ago when she was dating her then boyfriend, Bill. They married last month. Congratulations to them.
Also, in more good news, a 65-year-old man in Massachusetts told his boss that he was retiring last month. He gave in his 2 weeks' notice. 3 days later, he bought a scratch-off ticket and won $1 million. The money didn't change Paul, but he finished out his 2 weeks and didn't tell anyone at work. He told his wife that there's three things in life that I never thought I'd see happen: the Patriots winning the Super Bowl, getting a hole in one, and hitting the lottery. Well, he got a hole in one 5 years ago, so he's doing pretty well.
3 for 3.
For sure.
If those are my life goals, I am 0 for 3 on my favorite team winning the Super Bowl. I don't think I'll ever hit a hole in one just because I don't golf. And listen, I mean, we didn't win the Powerball, so you know I'm still waiting for somebody to just magically give me a winning ticket that has that, because I don't really play the lottery that much. If ever, except for when people give me tickets. So, probably not going to happen for me. 5:59, Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. 12 minutes away, we're back with a full rundown of everything happening in your world on this August 3rd.